Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
If you're watching our Phil TV in HD, that is not the El Pacifico, but it's close. That's Mavericks in Northern California. We just had a little video clip there of Ride the Wild Surf kind of stuff. Anyway, welcome to the program here. And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're on every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is a show where truth is our bitch, and we go places other shows wish they could, but they cannot. And then we usually go like play the boots marching. And by the way, the boots marching has a special significance because we're watching the very bad movie Hitler, starring Richard Basehart, the black and white film that it's so badly done. They filmed it in the Southwest. So when they're driving to the Berchtesgaden, which was in the alpine forests of the German Alps, they're driving through, it looks like Thousand Oaks or something.
Yeah, it looks like a desert.
They're driving through a desert, yeah. And then they get to Hitler's mansion, and they've got this fake background of forests. So it's very entertaining. Anyway, welcome to the show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Now, the things we're going to deal with tonight will be the debate. We're going to find out why it is. We're going to talk to Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. They had thrown their support behind Rick Perry. Larry will be on with us tonight. He is bitterly disappointed, as are other members of that organization, as to the performance of Rick Perry. They're very, to be perfectly honest with you, they're a little bit confused as to the stand of Rick Perry on a number of things. We're also going to talk with Don Berman tonight, whose Channel 19 reports have been focusing on America's weight problem and weight loss problem, and what he and others at Channel 19, what they've discovered, and what they think they can do as television broadcasters to correct that. Bobby Dooley will be on with us to talk about Solyndra and the Western States Democratic Women's Club and the kinds of problems that, you know, that Obama is going to have because of this. It's a real, I'll tell you right now, that situation, that Solyndra situation, Obama's got nobody to blame but himself on that one. I mean, you can talk about politics being at the core of a lot of things, bedeviling the president, but that Solyndra, man, that's a cluster, you know what, that was just waiting to happen. So we'll be talking about all of that. 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget our affiliate spotlight tonight, focusing on WLRS in Lexington, Kentucky. And
what do you mean, don't forget? They you didn't tell them yet.
What did he say?
Don't forget. Well, they didn't know they had something to forget.
They didn't know they had something to forget. Why don't you guys just pay attention to what you're doing? Here, see all that stuff? Put that together.
All right.
They didn't know they had something to forget. Anyway, our affiliate spotlight tonight on Lexington, Kentucky's WLRS. Great radio station. Thanks for being on the Phil Hendry Show Network. And in Vidalia, Georgia, WVOP, another great station on our network. And we're also on philhenryshow.com right now with our live streaming video of the show, Phil TV in HD. You can also get our archives. You can also get our ranch. You can also get our news feed. You can also get our daily podcast. You can also get our classic podcast. It's all there, man. It's a beautiful thing. Pick up a backstage pass today. All right. On the line with me from Culver City, California right now is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern Counties. We're going to talk a little bit about the debate last night, Larry. You and I had talked, and I know that you had said you had been very clear that you guys, even though you're not necessarily a Tea Partier, you were supporting Rick Perry.
Yeah, Phil, that is absolutely correct. We were very much in the corner of Governor Perry, and you were also correct when you say that we don't consider ourselves Tea Partiers. We don't have a problem with the Tea Party. We have no real feud with the Tea Party, but I'd rather keep the focus on the Republican Party to the extent that we can get our candidate, Republican candidate, nominated. You know, we're not nominating a Tea Party candidate. Ultimately, Phil, we're going to be nominating a Republican candidate. I would, yes, like to see a conservative candidate, more conservative perhaps than the party would put up. But right now, my focus is on is getting a conservative in there.
All right. So what is the story with Rick Perry? What is the meaning of the statement that your organization made today that he has confused and that he's confused issues and he's confused supporters?
Me, as it struck everyone watching the debate last night that supports Governor Perry, was the fact that he that his programs and his policies provide tuition money, taxpayer tuition money, to illegal immigrants in Texas. Now, I was unaware of this. I don't think anyone that supports the governor was 100% aware of what is clearly a Obama-style, liberal, socialized policy. And for Governor Perry to hide that, or to otherwise obfuscate it or confuse it to the point where we're not 100% clear on why, whether or not it's in the program, that was a shocker for me. And I think it was a shocker for so many of his supporters.
Well, do you think it was a shocker for people that have followed the governor since the beginning? Do you think was it just a shocker for you or a shocker for all of Perry's supporters?
You can't be a Rick Perry supporter, and you cannot possibly expect the Tea Party to fall in line behind Rick Perry, which is what they've done, when you are giving taxpayer money to illegal immigrants. This is a bit of subterfuge on the part of the Rick Perry campaign that has me reeling and other conservatives reeling. And I'll tell you something else. We have, Phil, to use the football term, we've got nothing but open field running ahead of us. The Republican Party would have to slip up badly in order for us to lose the forthcoming election. Look at this Solyndra situation that you have just been referring to. That alone is going to sink the Obama administration. And yet we seem to be doing our level best to chase away the mainstream conservative voter from the Republican ticket and have them go perhaps to a third party like a Donald Trump party, which, as you well know, will mean the death knell of the Republican chances in 2012.
All right, now let's get back to what it is you say is chasing the conservative voter away. You're saying that Rick Perry and...
If you watched the debate last night, you saw Rick Perry completely incapable of answering a question concerning tuition money that he's giving to illegal immigrants, which I was not aware of. I don't know that anybody in the Tea Party was aware of it. I had no...
Well, it's not exactly something that is a state secret, is it?
In what sense do you mean?
It's not... In what sense do I mean that? Obviously, it's not a. No one's hiding it. Rick Perry, as part of his program as governor of the state of Texas, felt that it was in the best interests of the state to provide this tuition money.
Well, he may think that, but that does not make him a conservative or Tea Party candidate. It doesn't even make him a conservative candidate. It makes him, in my opinion, it makes him a liberal, progressive Republican candidate. And we don't need one of those, my friend, because right now the lines have been drawn. We've got enough liberals to deal with in the Democratic Party and the Obama wing of the Democratic Party and the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. We don't need any liberals in the Republican Party. And when he was asked point blank these questions concerning the fact that he's giving tuition to illegal immigrants, you're hearing what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, no, I'm hearing it.
Well, for God's sake, do you understand that that's not even a conservative Republican stand? I can't even tell you, that's a Democratic Party stand. That's not the Republican Party. So what happened was, I'm getting phone calls until 1 o'clock in the morning last night from people that are stunned. I'm getting phone calls from people that I have known for years. These are people that are staunch Republicans and conservatives, and they're asking me the same thing. What is he doing? And I can tell you, Phil, I had no answer.
The thing that I'm having a hard time with, and we're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, the thing that I'm having a hard time with is this following sense. This is something he's been doing in his state. All right. Then if you're a Rick Perry supporter, you should know this.
No, you wouldn't know it. How else does this guy get the Tea Party support? How else does he become the standard bearer of conservative ideals in the Republican Party unless he has hidden the fact that he is walking up to illegal immigrants on the street and saying, hi, are you illegal? Yes, here, here's some money. Go to school in Texas. Because that's basically what he's doing.
And it, well, it's not exactly like that.
It's not exactly. Why do you say it's not exactly like that? I mean, I'm being facetious.
Well, I mean, first of all, this tuition money that's being given to illegals is being given to illegals who have been here since they were children, since they were very small. In other words, thoroughly Americanized, though not legally American citizens. Okay?
Well, look, right now you're making a Democratic Party argument, okay?
And well, you can call it what you want. I mean, the reason why my feeling is...
No, I know that you are saying that they've been here for a long time, so they deserve this money. Let me give you one more little thing about Rick Perry. Not only is he giving them this money, but he's giving it to them, and native-born Americans are not getting the same discount. So they're getting a discount, you see? And all of this Rick Perry has been doing under the nose of conservatives like myself, conservatives like the Tea Party, and I am floored, because that doesn't leave me with anyone. Not right now. You know, the conservatives of Kern County, we're going to meet and caucus over the weekend. But it sure doesn't leave us with any real viable candidate, anyone that can seriously take this party to the White House.
Romney, no good.
Oh, Romney, are you kidding with Romney? Romney's a guy that had Obamacare in Massachusetts. Now we've got a guy in Texas that's Jerry Brown. This is not good.
What about Bachman?
Bachman's not going to get elected. She'll never get elected. Sarah Palin will never get elected. Rick Santorum is not going to... I watched Rick Santorum, and he gave the most non-conservative answer to the gay in the military question. The gay soldier. Gay conservatives should not be concerned with gays in the military. That's not a conservative issue. We don't care. We're concerned about economics and the policies of economics. And I'll tell you something right now. I almost want to cry. I almost want to cry, because what I'm finding out now, when I walk up to Tea Party people and I say, did you hear Perry? And they go, yeah, isn't he great? I said, well, what do you mean, isn't he great? He just said that he's giving money to illegal. And they look at you like they're not quite sure what they heard, and they can't think that quickly, and they still want to support him. We've got a problem.
Well, look, if you want a conservative, if this is truly Rick Perry's stand, what did he say to the questions?
He didn't say anything. He didn't defend himself at all. He stood there with those shirts that he's got, with those collars that are a mile long. He looks like a guy, he looked like he was hanging on for dear life. He looked like at any minute they were going to go ahead and cut the cord and say, you know what, we didn't pack your chute right. Have a nice trip down. That's what he looked like.
You know what, we didn't pack your chute right.
That's right.
Have a nice trip down. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. You haven't really posed it. Well, the question you're posing now, is there a conservative candidate left now that you find out that Rick Perry was giving tuition money to illegals?
That's right. And the answer is no, there isn't. There's no viable, truly conservative candidate left. Michelle Bachman is not going to get elected as a crossing guard. She's not going to get elected president of the United States. There's not a chance on God's good green earth.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. It came as a bolt of lightning to Larry and other members of his organization that Rick Perry his administration was providing tuition money to illegal immigrants. And apparently during the debate, Mr. Perry, or Governor Perry, did not sufficiently answer the question why. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Larry Grover here from Conservatives of Kern County. We got David G. Hall coming up later on. We're going to have Don Berman coming up later on, and possibly Bobby Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County about the showing of Rick Perry, not only just the showing of Rick Perry in the debates, but Governor Perry's credentials as a conservative and the fact that he is endorsing the giving of tuition to illegal immigrants disqualifies him.
Phil. And, you know, I'll give you another example of what a farce politics can be unless you take it very seriously. Rick Perry is a lot of flash and a lot of smoke and a lot of mirrors. Now, I'm a Republican, and I'm a conservative Republican. And you're not going to tell me, just because a guy is the governor of Texas and walks around with cowboy boots and waves that Alamo flag and talks all this good talk about secession, you're not going to tell me that qualifies the guy necessarily as a conservative. You got to have to walk the walk and not talk the talk. Now he comes up and says, we're giving money to illegal immigrants. Now, that's not only not a conservative position, that's not even a Republican position, that's a Democrat's position.
Well, and he had no explanation.
He had no explanation. Well, Romney, who, I'll tell you one thing about Romney, he's smart. And if you mess up around Romney, he'll nail you, excuse me for using this imagery, he'll nail you to a cross. Romney will take you and spread you out on a cross and drive those railroad spikes right through your hands and your feet, raise you up, drive a sword in your side.
Okay, I get the image, all right? I mean, that is a rather sacred image.
I'm sorry, Phil, but that's exactly what Romney will do to you. And what happened when Perry was not able to give a good answer, Romney came in for the kill. And I mean, it was almost like what you would see a hawk circling a little mouse or something. You know, if you've ever seen these nature channels, I watch them with my kids, where you see on the nature channel is like a mouse and it's eating a berry or it's eating a little insect or it's a furry mouse. And all of a sudden a hawk comes down and with just one bite, not only eats and swallows the mouse, gets a belch out, and he's not even airborne yet. That's what Romney's going to do to Perry. I'm disappointed. I thought he had more substance than that.
All right, let's go to Austin. Hi, Austin. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, talking here with Larry Grover.
Yes, sir. I'm originally from Texas myself, and I wanted to ask the gentleman, if you say that Governor Perry is not a conservative, are you saying that everything that he stands for, besides the tuition, is not a conservative stand?
I don't really, to be honest with you, sir, when a man says that he's a conservative and you find out there's a fundamental flaw in his conservative policy, then you have to ask yourself whether he's sincere about anything.
What does Governor Perry stand on the Obamacare and health care and all this?
Because, well, I mean, what Larry's saying.
What I'm saying to you is this. I don't know what his stand is. I don't really care what his stand is because I do know what his stand is out of wedlock, but
you're talking about illegal alien.
Illegal alien tuition.
Right, illegal alien tuition. What do I call it? Out of wedlock tuition?
Yeah, you call it out of wedlock.
I don't know why I was thinking that, but if you look at his stand on out of...
It's illegal, just giving tuition to illegal aliens.
Yeah, but I want to call it out of wedlock, and I don't know why that is.
But I don't know. But you're talking about giving tuition to illegal aliens. That's one, but I was just wondering if there's another area, any other areas that you saw in his conservative philosophy that he's compromising, because I did not have a chance to see this.
Well, are you a supporter of Governor Perry's?
Yes, sir. When I lived in Texas, I voted for him, yes, sir.
Voted for him, all right? And when you lived in Texas, were his policies satisfactory?
Right after I voted for him, I moved.
Right after you voted for him, you moved. Did you move because of him?
No, I just felt like I wanted to change the scenery. And I wanted to get my vote in. So I voted, and then the next day we loaded up, and my wife had a different idea. But we had two cars.
And, yeah, all right, that's fine. I'm not interested in how you moved out of the state. What I'm asking you is, you voted for Rick Perry, and then you moved. Did you know you were going to move before you voted?
Oh, yes, sir.
But you wanted to get your vote in.
Yes, sir, I did.
Were you aware of that?
Well, let me ask you this. Are you a Republican, right, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm very much a Republican.
And you like Rick Perry?
I did until I heard this gentleman talking about Governor Perry and his stand on aliens, on alien tuition.
Don't say out of wedlock, on illegal alien tuition.
Yes, sir. Well, I think I can understand this gentleman being upset. That's not a conservative stand. So I'm grateful that I cast a vote and then moved.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Back with Larry Grover in just a moment.
Phil Hendry.
Can I get your autograph?
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Larry Grover this evening about Rick Perry and the debate the other night in which the governor of Texas was not able to adequately defend his giving tuition to illegal immigrant or illegal aliens, I guess is the best way of putting it.
Let's be very clear, Phil. The tuition is going, and I want to be so that people will know that I'm fair. The tuition is going to immigrants that have been in the country since they were born. But nonetheless, this is a stand on an issue that has been, from the very beginning, one that the conservative wing of the Republican Party has been against. Perry now says that this is what he's been doing all along, which feels like a little bit of a betrayal. And then his showing in the debate was so bad, Romney was able to eat him up and spit him out. I feel personally betrayed. And I think anybody that supported Rick Perry should feel personally betrayed as well. And I think that it goes without saying. And let me just say this, because Mother wants to weigh in on this, Phil.
Would you say hi to your mom for me?
I will. Phil Hendry says hello, Mom.
Phil, thank you.
I want to say this before Mother weighs in. Let me say this. Last week on your program, I came on, and I said that Rick Perry and Mitt Romney both were men of very striking physical characteristics. They're handsome men. And I'm telling you right now that Rick Perry thinks that he's so good-looking, he can pull a fast one like this, and he figures that people are still going to vote for him because of his looks.
And that's a pretty absurd statement, don't you think?
No, I don't think it's absurd, given... To the people that you and I know, to the serious people, oh, of course it's absurd. But we're talking about the United States of America, a country that spends a very significant portion of its week watching American Idol and X Factor. This is a country that spends a significant portion of its week watching Big Brother or whatever these other shows are. You can't reasonably and seriously tell me that Rick Perry being handsome is not going to play into whether he gets votes.
But to the extent, is that it Rick Perry's looks will, in other words, wash away any doubt someone has about his political philosophy?
I think that if Rick Perry looks at you with that handsome Texas face and he says, well, sure, I give money to illegal immigrants, but, you know, I'm your boy. And I don't want to sound absurd, because I'm not trying to be absurd. I'm trying to be literal here. But if he looks into the camera and says, yes, I do give money to illegal immigrants for tuition, and I give it to them at a discount, which means that people that are born here pay more, and I do that even though I'm the Tea Party candidate for president, but I'm handsome, and, you know, and look at me, I'm handsome. He's not going to say that literally, Phil. What I'm asking you to do...
No, you're not saying... He's not saying it literally, but you're saying that that's essentially the...
Yes, I'm telling you he's going to... Mother, hold on a minute, will you? I want to talk
to this. Phil, I talked to Larry about this. I am a conservative like Larry. Larry's father was a much stronger man than Larry, and I love Larry very much, but he's a weak man.
Mother, please.
Oh, Larry, please. Larry is a weak man, and he has been, life is difficult for Larry. But I, hold on, Larry.
Don't do that, Mother.
Hold on, because I want to... But I have to agree with my son here, because I would vote for Rick Perry.
Because he's handsome?
Yes, because he's handsome. He's a very handsome man. And there are a lot of women who are older, like myself, who don't have really much left. I don't kid myself, Bill, and I don't kid Larry. I don't have many years left. I think I've probably got at the outside 3 or 4 years left.
And why do you talk like that, Mother?
Larry, please, I'm talking to Mr. Henry. And
that's a very negative and very depressing thought.
Bill, don't. I know that you're paid to be positive, and don't try to BS a BSer, is the old thing. But I'm saying to you that if I would vote for Rick Perry, if I knew that I would have an evening with him, you know.
See what she's doing? She's trying to get filthy.
Larry, I want you to have some manners, please.
Mother, you're being filthy.
I want you to have some manners.
Hold on, Larry, if you just hold on for a minute.
You want to hold what?
Who's being filthy now? I would vote for Rick Perry if I knew I had an evening, if I could have an evening.
And if you could have an evening with Rick Perry. So it's got nothing to do with his politics.
It has nothing to do with although I'm glad he's a Republican. I would not want an evening.
Mother, you're talking...
Larry, you're being very rude. And Larry, I want you to...
She's being filthy.
Would you, Larry, hold on, okay?
So I would vote for Rick Perry if I knew I'd have a night with him. And it sounds like something that you wouldn't expect a lady to say. But given the fact that he's a liar...
Or do you think that Rick Perry's a liar?
Oh, yes. Yes, he's a liar. He said that he wouldn't... He's giving tuition money to them. He's a liar. I don't even think he's a conservative. He was a Republican. You know, he was a Democrat at one time.
That's true. He was a Democrat.
Shut. He was a Democrat at one time. And,
all right, well, Mrs. Grover, I need to get talking to Larry.
Well, you think I'm silly, don't you? You think I'm a silly old woman, don't you, that I want to... But I'm telling you the truth. I would vote for Rick Perry if I had one full night. 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And there was no sleep.
Don't be filthy, Mother.
Larry, the filth is in your mind. Because there's nothing filthy about the honest feelings that people have.
I know, but you're saying a full night with Rick Perry? That can only mean one thing.
Well, of course it only means one thing. And
well, I guess that's what you're talking about.
Yes, Mr. Hendry understands that, Larry.
Mother, why do you say you've only got 3 years to live? That disgraces father's memory.
Your father was an alcoholic.
Shut up, Mother.
Don't you tell me. Now, I'm going to tell everyone the truth. Your father was an alcoholic, a womanizer. And do you know something, Larry? He put on my underwear without me asking, and he wore it to work.
You're a lying God, you lie.
No, I'm not lying.
All right, Mrs. Grover, this is unnecessary. We don't need to hear this. You've given me your opinions on
I needed to say it to Larry, though.
You can say that to Larry off the air.
You lie about my father like that?
You know, Larry, I can see so much of your dad in you. And
Mrs. Grover, we need to get back to the show.
Just one more thought. I can see so much of your father in you. And I've been missing underwear for 5 years, and I'm betting money.
Don't you? I've never taken any of your underwear.
I've been missing underwear for 5 solid years. Don't you lie to me.
And I don't wear it. How dare you?
I'm going to make some tea, Phil, and I'm going to sit down and watch. I love to watch the fringes.
I think, okay. Well, I think it's over now. But in any event, thank you very much.
I didn't mean to embarrass Larry.
Of course you meant to embarrass me.
I'm going to kick. I didn't mean to embarrass Larry.
All right. Thank you very much, Mrs. Grover. Larry?
You know something, Phil? I came on your program. My mother wanted to talk. I said, I'll let you talk. She comes on. She talks about my father wearing underwear, her underwear. She comes on and talks about him being an alcoholic. She says that she'd do Rick Perry. In other words, this is why I have the life that I have. Every time I try to crawl and claw my way up out of bankruptcy and claw my way back into the normal social circles that normal men circulate in, I've got mother there hanging on my leg, talking about women's underwear, talking about wanting to shag Rick Perry, talking about...
Okay, I understand. But, the fact is you brought up the whole thing about him being handsome, and...
Well, I didn't ask my mother to get on the phone and start discussing 6P to 6A and all of this. Well, Mother, what do you mean you weren't specific?
I didn't talk about any particular sex act.
Give me the phone, please. And so,
Larry, you came on and made an issue of Rick Perry being handsome. And because he's handsome, he can sell any garbage.
Exactly. And I believe it. And he's selling himself as a Tea Party candidate, even though he's given tuition money. I can't wait to see how the Tea Party people spin this one. So it feels right to them that they support Rick Perry. Because at the end of the day, Phil, and this is why I never did become a Tea Party member, I'm a conservative Republican, but I don't jump on that Tea Party bandwagon. And you want to know why? Because at the end of the day, those Tea Party people are just like everybody else. They stretch and they twist and they expand or contract their philosophy to accommodate or to take into consideration the moment. They're just as flip-floppy and compromising as anybody else. And that's the thing that it makes me want to throw up.
All right, Larry. Larry Grover with us here on the Phil Henry Show as we talk about Rick Perry and the statements in this debate that, not so much the statements of the debate, but the philosophy expressed and debated that his administration in Texas has given tuition money at a discount to illegal aliens. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots, by patriots. It's The Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, it's kind of interesting. We're talking here, Larry, about the Tea Party, and we're talking about the Tea Party. We're talking about a very significant break with, I guess, conservative policies when you hear of a... Not only is it a conservative policy or a conservative bit of philosophy not to provide tuition to illegal aliens, but when it's one that is practiced by a so-called Tea Party candidate, this is a pretty significant break with the conservative wing of the Republican Party. And people seem to be taking it in stride, though.
Who's taking it in stride?
I haven't read anything yet. I haven't read anything other than polls, you know.
Well, there you go. I mean, the polls show that Perry is done. If you look at the polls, there's got to be discussion about it. What are you going to talk about? Are you going to spend all day, and this is one of the reasons at least why I like to do your show, Phil, I'm not going to spend all day on some guy's talk show like I could have because I was invited on the Bert Kiesman show. I was invited on the other one. Who's the conservative out here in the Valley? Ray Gunder. I was invited on the Ray Gunder show, Bert Kiesman, Daly and Davis, all of those shows. And you want to know what they wanted to do? They said, well, let's forget about Perry. Let's start ripping Obama. And I said, no. No, I don't play that. Homie clown, don't play that. I said, we're going to get into the Perry, because if we're going to purify the Republican Party, purify the conservative concept of the Republican Party, then, by God, we've got to get right to where the rot is, right to where the mold and the stink is, and we've got to take a flamethrower to that. And why are you grabbing my arm? I wanted to say something. Mother!
Mrs. Grover, I want to talk to Larry.
I just want to say, since Larry brought up my desire to have sexual relations with Rick Perry.
Mother, would you, in the name of God, Mother, in the name of God!
Since Larry brought up my desire to have sexual relations with Rick Perry, Larry, do you know another use for vegetable oil?
She does that to shock. And
well, why don't you just get the phone away from her?
You do that to shock, don't you? So, in any event, what my my thinking has been all along... God, I hate her.
Larry, you know what? I'm gonna let you go, man.
No, that's all right.
No, when you start saying you hate your mother...
Well, why wouldn't you? God almighty.
When you say you hate your mother...
Oh, she's talking about wanting to have sex with Rick Perry. Do you know any other uses for vegetable oil? Yes, I do, Mother. I know what you're talking about. Listen to her. She's mad.
Okay, so you don't want to hang up. So anyway, Rick Perry and this philosophy, and he's really handsome.
And what do you mean he's really handsome?
That was what you brought up.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you that Rick Perry, to the extent that he has betrayed his standing as the Tea Party candidate, the polls are going down. He's done.
I never believed that that guy was going to be president of the United States. I never thought that Rick Perry was. I think, and it wasn't so much that he had this seeming oxymoronic position on giving tuition to illegal aliens. I think he comes off as a little batty, and I don't think he is, okay?
What do you mean batty?
He comes off a little goofy. I don't know how else to put it, but I think the cat comes off as a little quirky and a little batty. I mean, I think he's probably a very brilliant politician, but I think there's something about the guy that makes a lot of people nervous, you know?
Mike?
Mitt Romney?
Yeah, Mitt Romney doesn't.
No, not to the extent that Perry does. Mitt Romney is a normal, he's way more normal than Rick Perry. So I would say this, I would say to you, I think it's lucky that that this happened. I think it's lucky that it happened now. I think it's lucky that the polls are beginning to show.
Well, that means there's no Tea Party candidate, there's no real conservative candidate, and that means that, and Ron Paul, by the way, you know, Ron Paul, once they put him up front and center, he's got problems. They'll rip him an ass. There's not one conservative candidate that can get elected president of the United States, and that includes that guy, Ron Paul. Ron Paul's job is to run for president. He's never going to be elected. What he does is he purifies the argument. But if he ever got front and center on the national stage as the Republican candidate, they'd tear him to shreds because he's got more skeletons in his closet. And he'd make Mother and all of her very aberrant and exotic tastes seem normal. And then Michelle Bachmann is the same thing.
Well, then maybe there isn't... whatever it is you consider to be a Tea Party person, maybe it doesn't exist. 877...
What do you mean, maybe it doesn't exist?
Well, maybe it's not possible. I mean, if it's possible, if the Tea Party philosophy is possible and people like it, then why can't they find a candidate who is, you know, attractive to voters?
Well, I think they did with Perry.
Yeah, but he ain't a Tea Party guy. That's what you just said. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to go to San Diego. Dr. Jim Sadler is checking in with us here tonight. Dr. Sadler, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil. Thank you for having me on your program. Thank you. And I wanted to talk to the gentleman. Your name is I'm sorry, Phil.
Larry Grover.
My name is Larry Grover, I would think. Have you been listening to the program?
Yes, sir. I've been listening to the program very carefully, and I've been enjoying it, and I've been enjoying your conversation with Mr. Henry very much.
You don't know my name.
Well, I'm sorry, but it did bypass my attention. I apologize for that.
Because I'm already having a bad day. And
all right, Larry. You know.
Let me, Phil, if I could talk to your guest a moment here. My name is Dr. Jim Sadler. And
okay, are you a head shrinker?
Well, yes, I am.
And why do you talk? Well, never mind.
You want to know about my speech impediment?
Yes, I did.
It was a lion taming accident.
A lion taming accident?
Yes, it was. And I lost part of my tongue.
You lost part of your tongue in a lion taming accident.
Yeah, I did. You want to get graphic? We can go. I just heard your mother. Apparently, she likes to go down that road. We can head down that road.
What do you want, Mother?
I want to ask the doctor. This is Mother Grover.
Yes, Mrs. Grover.
Have you ever heard the term taking a run down to Dirty Pete's Lake? Yes, I have, Mrs. Grover. The reason why I called Phil was the dynamic between this gentleman and his mother.
Uh-huh.
I find it very interesting. There is obviously a very seductive relationship that goes on between mother and son. And
what is that? What's that crack supposed to mean?
Well, it's not a crack, sir. There is a relationship that you have with your mother in which take the place almost of a boyfriend. You're not really a son, you're a boyfriend. And
what is that supposed to mean? Who is this guy? Does this guy call your show regularly, Phil?
Hold on, he's a psychiatrist, okay?
And I need my head shrunk.
Well, I think so. If your mother's talking about sleeping with Rick Perry and what vegetable oil is, other uses for it.
Oh, and she's not using it with me. That's the thing. I'm not using any vegetable oil with my mother.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, come on.